Yo, Eagles Nation, stand up. How'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly. Philly.
Facts.
Hey. Episode 133 of the Grease Pole Podcast. Appreciate you taking part. As always, you can follow along at YouTube. Look up the Grease Pole Podcast. Hit the subscribe button. All kind of shit there aside from the pod itself. You will find a playlist of all the pod episodes amongst other shit. And we are all on all podcast platforms. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you podcast, you can find us. Hit the subscribe button if you feel so inclined. We'd appreciate it if you did. Leave a review. 5 stars, preferably. Unless you're a Chiefs fan, in which case, go fuck yourself.
Oh, Jesus. Starting off hot.
Yeah, well, I was like, I'm done with the Super Bowl, and it made an appearance in a conversation over the weekend, and immediately it was like triggered, you know, and I'm like, I need to leave the room.
Yeah.
I need to leave the room. I'm done.
I hate that we're at a place in life where it's fuck the Chiefs. I hate
Me
that.
Me too, because I've forever liked them. I used to... Like how we've talked about, like, when you play Madden or NHL, you don't want to use, like, Flyers for me, Devs for you. You want to pick a different team. Mm-hmm. For a while, the Chiefs were my go-to on Madden when I was doing a franchise. Yeah. And now
Priest
I'm
Holmes.
Like, oh, dude, I had his jersey and shit. And, like, it sucks because they're shitless now. And, like, I got a buddy at work that's a Chiefs fan. And, like, he'll come in and be like, and I'm like, no, I don't want to see you, man. You and your lanyard.
Don't gloat about it, sir.
Yeah, fuck off. I love him though. So Pucks, dude, we finally got some movement real quick. Your Devs finally got the guy.
And may I say, I think we kind of fleeced the Sharks.
You guys fleeced the fuck out of them.
I mean, look, I love Big Z. I think he's a great player. I think Sharks fans, if there are Sharks fans watching or listening,
what up, Sharks fans?
You'll love Big Z. Right. Dude's got heart. He plays hard. He's somebody you're going to be able to put right. I mean, clearly he's no Timo Meier, but like you're going to be able to put him right in the lineup. He's not a guy you can build around, but he can be a building block.
Right. He's one of those guys you got to have. Not everybody can be a Timo Meier.
Mm-hmm. So like that's the biggest loss we had.
Yeah.
You also get Janssen, like, who's right. probably hungry for ice time.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
yeah.
Janssen's a great player, but much like we've talked about Holtz, you know, over the last couple weeks, there's no place for him on the Devs.
There's not.
He doesn't
dude.
Play the style of hockey we play anymore.
Right. It was surprising to see you guys still be able to hang on to him.
Yeah.
You know, you give up Mukhtar Mudulin, but at the end of the day, he's a first rounder.
Who
but
hasn't
realistically...
been, he hasn't been on anybody's lips like
right.
to even sniff ice or suit up or anything recently.
Nothing.
So
it's like when I was looking through, I was like, fuck, I forgot the Devs even drafted him. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like you probably, if you're the Sharks, just want a guy to be able to be like, we got a first rounder back here. There's upside. You know what I mean?
But we got like 3 or 4 of their guys back that, you know, probably Utica
dudes. Exactly.
But we got Timo Meier. We got draft picks back. So we gave up
How
a pick.
How the fuck?
Yeah. We gave up a pick and got picks back.
Yes.
So it's, you know what I mean? Like, we'll see how quick, by the way, Timo Meier going to be rocking number 96.
Different.
Yeah.
But well, I don't hate it.
You know, he can't get his number. So like, I don't
Who's
know what.
28?
Severson.
That's right.
He can't have 28.
That's right.
Severson's a Dev. And we'll see. Because Severson might be on the way out, which I'd hate to see. But you
brief know, 96?
It might be a brief 96. He might be 28 next year, assuming he resigns.
Yeah, those 96 sweaters are going to look really cool in 10 years. They're going to look awesome. But you're going to re-sign him, man. They're going to have to.
I feel like that had to be part of, you know, because I guess the Sharks wouldn't allow the actual talks. But, like, Nazis. I have to believe that is part of it, is let's get this guy here where, like, where we're winning.
Right.
And, you know, let's get him in the playoffs. Let's.
Yep.
I said right before we went on, man, and, you know, I hate being go team guy. Like, I like to be, like, let me just see how it plays out.
Right, right.
But in my heart, we just went from a team that nobody wants to see in the playoffs because we're scrappy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the possible, you know, power charge three seed.
Yeah.
To a legit cup contender.
Oh, absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
Our top six is nasty.
It's fucking gross, dude. It's
and you can gross. Switch it around any way you want it. Like, it's gonna be gross.
And it's still filthy.
Top line right now is Pallett, Heischer, and Brat.
Yep.
Which is sick.
Yeah.
Second line is Jack Hughes.
Yep.
Right now, Miles Wood and Timo Meier, probably.
Yeah, dude. It's and our guy Mercer's on the climb.
Mercer, you know, I think I said that wrong. I think Mercer's been playing. I think Mercer's been winging Jack.
Okay.
I think.
So that second line.
Yeah.
Sentimentally, I prefer the second line.
Dude.
Holy shit.
Look, man, I love Cap, but, like, he doesn't have the same thing that Husey has.
No.
Like,
no.
Husey is something different. And I don't know how the fuck you get them on the same line, because Hughes and Heischer on the same line.
Yeah.
Hughes can technically play wing. But, like, he's better at the center.
I saw Sharks fans, like, Twitter, and this is where, like, Twitter and social media become stupid, because it's like, Sharks Twitter was like, you don't do this trade unless you get back Hughes or Mercer. And it's like, come on, man.
No,
Be realistic here.
It doesn't make sense. It makes zero sense for us to give up Hughes specifically.
Yeah.
I mean, technically I could see Mercer having been available, but, like, it doesn't make much sense.
Well, it's like, if you're the Sharks, you got to understand you're the sellers here.
You're sellers that are rebuilding.
Right.
Why would you get a piece, like a championship piece?
You're better off. Yeah. Just what the fuck? What is Jack Hughes going to do there?
Yeah. Let's
sure. You take him. But
yeah, if offered, but, like, to me, it's you take a piece like Big Z,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully Johnson, assuming he gets the big call up and actually gets a play for the Sharks. You take those guys, you finish the season,
yep,
and then you build from there. You've got two guys who could be top liners.
Sure.
I doubt it. But
I mean, potentially.
Potentially. Probably, like, solid second liners.
Right, right. And if that's the thing. If you're the Sharks, when you make these trades, the picks are what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want the high picks, which you got, because you want to trust your system to develop dudes. And if they don't, then that sucks to be you.
Yeah.
You know, and you got pieces back in return. I mean, but I do think you guys fleece the fuck out of them.
Yeah. But, you're not getting Mercer. And again, the only thing I can think of is they didn't want Holtz. Because to me, that was the guy that made the most sense.
Yeah.
Like, what we're talking about here.
Because he could get on the ice for the Sharks.
Yeah.
Way sooner than he's going to in Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's just going to fucking rot away there.
We're talking about a guy who's going to float between, like, pretty much just like what happened to Johnsson.
Yep.
We're talking about a guy who's going to float down to Utica, come mm-hmm. back up, and be a spot winger. And
right. Whenever somebody's a scratch or whatever the fuck. Yeah, dude. And it's look, man, good for you guys, dude.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. I'm living vicariously right now through you. And I mean, the Kraken have taken a slight step back for V, but I'm geeked for you guys. All I want now as a Flyers fan is for JVR to get the fuck out of there. That's it, dude. And it was funny last night. We were all texting in the chat. And I remember getting alert from fantasy yesterday that my guy Tanner Janot was ruled out, and I was mm-hmm. like, the fuck.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember if it was you or Joe that was like, he's on the block.
Yep.
And so
it was Joe.
Okay. Immediately I started delving in, and I said to V, I was like, take a wild guess who's on the trade block. Thank God I didn't get the sweater.
Yeah.
And just went Scherzi.
Yeah.
You know, like that little yellow shirt that's in the bedroom folded that I still hadn't put away yet. That guy.
Yeah.
So,
well, and
yeah.
When he said that, I immediately was like, where the fuck's he going to go? And
right.
Like, it was all but done. Him to Tampa.
It's fucking nuts. Yeah, dude. That was immediate. Within hours. Nashville went from a team that we saw a week ago
mm-hmm.
that was kind of pesky.
They were on the come. They were pushing for that last spot.
Right. To now all of a sudden their GM resigns, Trotz is in, and it's just fire sale.
Yeah.
So crazy. Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know. I mean, this happens when new GMs take over, but I had no idea the Predator, because look, I'm not well versed on all things Nashville Predators, admittedly. Yeah. A little more invested now after the roadie, but I didn't know they still had their original GM.
That's crazy.
Like, holy fuck, yeah. Man. Good
That's
for them.
That's crazy.
Good for them.
Who lasts in that job for that long? Nashville was what, 98, 99?
I believe so, yeah.
We did this on the roadie at one point.
We did. We walked through it, and they were all Nashville, the Thrashers, RIP, Minnesota, Columbus. The Wild version in Columbus were all like late 90s to 2000.
Yep.
Somewhere in there. You could.
So it's, yeah. I don't know, man. Like, who else? They just dealt somebody else too.
Niederreiter,
yeah. And it's like, oh, well, okay, well.
Motherfuckers yet, are getting rid of everybody, dude.
Yeah, and yet, Patty Kane, still a Blackhawk.
Still hanging out in Chicago.
The Blackhawks made a deal today, dealt two more pieces away.
Yep.
It's like, I mean, they have Max Domi, and I guess he's the future going forward. But, like, right. Is that enough to keep Patty Kane around? Like,
fuck no. I mean, Domi's good.
Yeah.
But
it's on him. Like, it's right. On Kane. Like, he's got a clause.
Yeah. And, I mean, they've certainly won their share. So maybe, I don't know, maybe if you're Kane, you're like, you know what, I'll just ride it out here.
Maybe
cement the legacy even more, but I don't know, man. It's like if you go and you win more.
My worry is because pretty much the only place he's greenlit is the Rags, and it's like the Rags have already
right
made so many moves.
Yeah, I know, dude.
They're, you know, I already didn't want to see Carolina or New York, even though I feel like we definitely match up better with Carolina now.
Yeah.
But, like, we played them scrappy. I say that, but we've matched up with New York pretty well, too. But, like, this New York team?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I know, dude. It's weird because Carolina's gone from a team that, like, I kind of resent their existence to now in the East, among the cream of the crop. I would much rather, if it's not you guys, which feels weird as fuck to say 20 years later. but I love you, and I want you to have a cup. You know, this side of Marty.
Yes.
Give me the Canes over the Bees or the fucking Rangers, dude.
Same. Yep.
It's like, you know what, man? Fuck it. I'll be a Caniac for a month.
It's weird doing these pods has really softened me on teams that I didn't think I'd ever soften on.
Yeah. I know, right?
Like, definitely Carolina and Nashville for sure.
Yeah, dude.
Semi-softened on Tampa, but that's we've said this ad nauseum, but it's because they've been good.
Tampa gains a point of sentiment now for me because they have one of my favorite players in the league, which yeah. I feel like is an odd one of your, like, who the fuck else has Tanner Janot as one of their favorite hockey players? It's so weird.
Yeah, maybe he finally lights up though, because new team.
It's good. And that's why I was like, you know what, I'm glad I got him back in fantasy because it's not gonna hurt him.
Yeah, my guy, I mean? I'm about to drop Ellie Tolvanen because yeah. I picked him up, same reason like you like Jano, is yeah, when he physical. Was in Nashville, physical dude. Ever since he went to Seattle, no hits.
Weird.
It's like, oh, right. But yeah, like, now he got more offensive.
Right.
And now he's on like an ice cold streak. It's like, yeah. Cool. So you're not doing what I picked you up for. You're not doing
anything.
The things that I was, you know,
keeping
pleasantly
you
surprised
for.
With. So,
yeah. So fuck off.
It might be time, unfortunately.
The Kraken have been, they got worked the other night by, I want to say, the Leafs. It was like 5-0, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But this is, of course, the regular season, so the Leafs are still good.
Yes.
You know? But it's like, oh, great. We get to get geared up for this again. You know, watch out for Austin Matthews and Marner and all these dudes until the playoffs happen.
I don't know what to think about Toronto, because it's like, I want, because they're the Leafs. So, like, there's always a part of me that goes, ugh. But.
Man.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
I know. It's so cool. And, like, it, dude. So they're talented as fuck.
Yeah.
And it's weird, but I don't think I've ever hated a single team. Just like pick a year I'm not talking franchise as a whole, is I hated those Pat Quinn era Leafs. I fucking hated them, dude. Darcy Tucker, I wanted someone to Clint Malarchuk that motherfucker. And that's not funny to joke about, but I was also like 14 and just a frustrated boner walking around constantly, and I wanted Darcy Tucker to die. I don't now. I'm 35, but back then I was like, yo, fuck this dude. Ty Domi.
God.
That little irritant.
Yeah.
Fucking Matt Sundin, plural, because you have to have more than one. It's hockey. Jesus, dude. There were so many, man, that are escaping me now that I was like, fuck these people, man. Darcy Tucker almost murdered Sammy Kapanen. That dude's probably still trying to, like, heal. I mean, concussed the fuck out of that dude. He looked hammered, you know? And it's like, when you're that age, you're like, that's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
He plays for my team, even though it's just Sammy Kapanen. Like, how dare you, man?
How dare you?
I hated those. And just Pat Quinn, even though he was a Flyers coach, the Flyers coach back in, like, the late 70s and 80s, just with his puckered sphincter of a face walking around looking dapper as shit. Yeah, fuck those Leafs teams, dude. That's the reason to this day I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
Just PTSD. Well,
and then they choke it away, like, literally every year. So.
Always.
Always.
Yeah, dude.
Always, always, always.
It's fucking horse shit. But hey, we get to make fun of you, Toronto, and the fact that you have Leafs spelled wrong.
You know what else we can make fun of? Our teams. We went out and shit the bed against Montreal 5-2. And then you guys went out and shit the bed against Montreal 5-2.
Dude, I know. It's so bad, dude. It's like it. And then, like, Torts and Joel Farabee are having, like, this weird beef. It's so bizarre, dude.
I don't know what to tell you, man, because it's like you've got the coach for a young team, but you guys aren't a young enough team. Like, it,
dude, I know. It's a mind fuck. That's why it's just like, yeah, Jay, let's just start anew and just please hang on to Torts is my thing.
Yeah.
And because I love that guy. I've always loved him. He's such a, like, he's surly and prickly as fuck, but, like, it works, man.
He's a Philly coach through and through. Like,
that's 1,000%.
That's a guy that city could get behind.
Yes, and, like, that's – people love him. It's not people shitting on him. It's, like, it's the roster. It's GM, it's Chuck Fletcher. It's the fact that it's the soulless fucking organization now that used to be a proud fucking franchise, and it's not anymore. It's a fucking doormat. They don't have a pulse. They're owned by Comcast. They're a conglomerate. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. So as long as they're making money, and they're going to make money, they don't give a shit until people stop coming to the games, which that's going to happen, you know? And it's kind of already started, you know? When the barn's half full, it's like, that's not what Wells Fargo is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I was telling V yesterday, like, as I was looking up trade deadline shit, and everything else, with I'm like, I'm sitting here invested as fuck in where this random winger for Nashville's going that I fucking love because he fucking fights people and he scored 20 goals as a rookie. Like, I'm invested in, like, we were, like, the trade deadline talks we were all talking about. I'm like, it feels good to be that. Yesterday afternoon was as invested in hockey as I've been since October.
Wow.
And it felt great, dude, because I'm like, I mean, yes, the Birds had the season they did, which contributed to distracting me from shit. But the Flyers are so putrid. It's like, I honestly, in 34 years, this is the least I've been invested in a hockey season. And it sucks, dude.
Let me ask you this, though. Is it more frustrating that you guys are just good enough to not be bottom? Like, you guys, technically, you would have to go on a streak that isn't in you.
Right.
You're still mathematically alive. Is it more
some fucking hell?
Is it more frustrating that you're like, because I want to say it's like 8 to 10 points. So it's not undoable. It's just
thread.
Like Jesus Christ.
It's by a pube. I know.
Or is it? Would you rather you guys just be like sucking?
I would give me the chance to suck for Bedard, dude.
Yeah.
Like it. I mean, at this point, because we're not going anywhere, man.
No.
We're not making the playoffs. And if by some fucking miracle we did, we're the easiest out in the history of the playoffs, dude.
Probably.
You know what I mean? So it's
I'm not
like,
trying to be funny.
No, it, you're being honest, and so am I.
Yeah.
We're ass, yeah. For real. Like, but at this point, the quickest way to get better is to suck.
Yes.
You know, and
you guys need youth.
Yeah, Bedard's one of those dudes. Like, I mean, we've got some young guys from the Hextall years, but it's like, Bedard's one of those motherfuckers that is immediately in the NFL or at hockey, NHL. You know what I mean? He's an Austin Matthews. He's a those first, second overall picks that are immediately in the pros every year. That's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a guy like Cutter Gauthier, who we took last year with the fifth pick, who I love, but and his name's Cutter. Come on. And he's way handsome. But like, he's not ready yet.
Yeah.
He's not ready. It's a fifth overall pick. He's not going to see the NHL this year, you know? And a guy like Bedard would. So you fucking get him and you immediately give him NHL ice time. He's going to improve.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get that much better than he already is. That's why you get these first overall picks, you know, Matthews, McDavid, Dahlin, that catch on so quick because they have a chance to get better quick. That's not, unless we get Bedard, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or we land the second pick. It's just not. But we'll end up probably fourth, just on the outside, or fifth, or whatever, like last year. And it's just like, all right, cool. So we get another Cutter Gauthier type, which is cool, awesome.
It just means we have to wait maybe, at least another season.
Yeah, if Torts is still here in, you know, maybe 3 years,
yeah,
maybe we'll see this thing come together. But at the end of the day, if Comcast still owns it, it's going to be gutless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what kills me more than anything. It's just like, I wish somebody, I always had that weird, you know, like that douchey conversation about like, if I won the lottery, I would fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my thing was always I'd want to buy the Flyers. And especially after Ed Snyder died, like Ed Snyder was never going to sell the fucking team. But A, I love hockey. B, it's the most affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Of the four major sports. And I was like, how fucking cool would that be? This is never going to happen. But I mean, we're pipe dreaming here. You know what I mean? But that, unless somebody comes in and goes, yo, I want to buy this team and forks over the money, I'm convinced it's just going to be a fucking pulseless team as long as it's owned by a corporation.
And as long as people are still going and pumping money in, like, they don't give a shit.
It's, yeah, dude, it's corporate America. It's a microcosm of the fucking country. It's happening. And it fucking sickens me, dude, because that was the one team throughout the course of my entire life. It's always like, I'm proud to be a fan of all my teams because where I'm from and the reasons, but, and there's always been the Birds. Like, the Birds are always 1A, but the Flyers were always a team you could point to and be like, they're always going to be at least in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You have a down year or two here and there, but they're going to be in the playoffs. You know what I mean? You're going to have a chance. And it's not that anymore at all. This team's become a joke, legitimately, and it fucking breaks my heart. But the Birds are good. The Phils are good. The Sixers are good.
Yeah,
so,
you guys are third. The Sixers are third.
Third in the East, dude. And it's weird because I made a certain somebody who we both used to know a bet like 5 years ago with a significant amount of money that the Flyers would win a Stanley Cup within the next 5 years. And probably a good thing I don't talk to this motherfucker anymore because I would owe Buddy some money. So, yeah, if there are stalkers here, send him this clip because I owe him some money. But, hey, stalkers, if you're here. But, yeah, dude, it sucks, man. It really fucking sucks. And, again, you know, COVID year, we're in a fucking game seven.
Yeah.
Against the Isles, man.
Like, and last year, you guys were supposed to be, you know, maybe not team to beat, but basically where we are this year.
We were in the year post-COVID, which is what, 21?
Yeah.
We were getting picked to be in the cup.
Mm-hmm.
There was like two people like in the hockey news I remember seeing, like Flyers and Avalanche, and I was like, fuck yeah, dude. And now look at it. Literally the next year.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
More than 5 goals in 2 games.
Horrible, dude. Horrible. Yeah. We got worked by Vancouver.
I didn't want to. I almost texted you, I'm sorry, dude, with the score from, what was that, Saturday?
I would have just laughed. I would have been like, you know what? Me too.
Sorry,
man.
Pal.
Me too. At this point, though, it's just numbness with them. I get the alert, and I'm like, there's very few times, because you know when your team scores, they play the goal horn for you. But when it's not, it's just the regular alert sound.
Mm-hmm.
The alert sound juxtaposed to Flyers goal horn ratio is fucking egregious, dude. It's insane. And it's to the point now when I hear the goal horn, I like fucking freak.
It's like, oh
shit.
Yeah.
You know, and you're almost expecting it to be one of those deals like in Nashville where they fucking take Tim McGraw away.
Yeah.
This one doesn't count because you're like, this can't be real. He fucking scored. And then you feel for Carter Hart because it's like,
poor kid.
This fucking guy.
Yeah.
How is he not on fucking Papa Roach watch?
Yeah, man. He's, again, I don't know how you guys aren't selling. Like, there's only a couple days left. That's the only way you get out of this is sell, tank the rest of the season.
That's it. It's like, get rid of everybody save for fucking, you know, Carter Hart, keep TK, you know. Other than that, just everybody's expendable.
It fucking started last year when you dealt off Claude.
Yeah.
It's just yeah. Like, well, and let's just keep doing that, please.
If we can deal him off.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me, you know, fucking Morgan Frost is untouchable? Come on, man. Yeah. Morgan Frost. Oh, we did send Isaac Ratcliffe to the Preds for, are you ready for this? Do you want to know what we got in return?
Is it a drink machine?
Might as well be. Future considerations.
Oh, well, there you go.
So future considerations about to kill it in the orange and black.
Yeah.
And I'm always curious to know, like, how's that work?
Yeah.
It's like is Fletcher going to call Barry Trotz and be like, hey, remember those considerations? You know,
here's my consideration.
Yeah. Like, how does this work?
It is in the future.
Right. Like, it's just, what the fuck? That's such a hockey thing, man. It's like upper and lower body injuries. And I just, like, I got the alert about that, and I was just, like, disgusted. I was like, I don't even give a fuck, man. I don't even care. I remember we drafted Isaac Ratcliffe. I don't give a shit. If he's not sniffing the pros by now on this fucking roster, send him to Nashville. Just give him to him.
Yeah.
Fuck your future considerations. We don't want anything back.
That is true, though. Like,
horse shit.
If people can't make that club right now.
Cheeks. Just cheeks.
I mean,
dude.
Look, I mean, again, you're just far enough away from the playoff hunt to where it's like, okay, but I feel like you probably should be waving the white flag at this point. But
yeah.
Then again, like,
Nashville is.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They're
not worse than us.
Nah, they're only a couple points out. But like, I guess they lost a couple, and it's just like, well, I guess we're probably not getting there.
They decided, fuck it. I don't know why we're still hanging on by a piece of dental floss and a pubic hair, dude. It's bullshit. And it's just, it's, I hate them, man. I fucking hate them, dude. They sell, and I like this guy. He's a good player for what he is. He's solid. We got him in the Drew trade. Owen Tippett, jerseys, like, at the merch stand at the Farg, like, hung up, displayed, Rasmus Ristolainen and shit. Another terrible Chuck Fletcher contract. And you're just like, the three of us are walking around, and I'm like, I remember when this used to be like Giroux, Hartnell, Couturier, guys like that. And now it's just like, hey, who wants to buy Owen Tippett? And you're like, no, no. I left with more shit when we went to Nashville to Bridgestone than I did when we went to Philly for the fucking Flyers Sens game.
Wow.
I was just like, I'm good here, man.
No, thanks.
I'm good. I don't fucking care. I already have enough shit with this fucking logo on it, with this flying P. You're not flying anywhere except for in a fucking ditch, you pieces of shit.
Well, I guess since we landed right there, I guess this is the next logical question.
I love them, though.
Is we were talking about, you guys announced you guys are getting new gear next year.
Yes.
If that comes with a logo redo, are you out?
I'm out. Don't touch the logo. Don't touch the logo. Supposedly the logo is going to remain the same from what I saw. Colors aren't going to get changed and everything, but I'm in the Kelly Greens. Great. I'm geeked, and we'll get to those, but I've seen those before. Unless they do like a modern whatever, it's okay. Like, they're familiar, and I'm fucking thrilled to have them back. But the Flyers have, by and large, except for that one weird year where we had the shit on the sleeves and the chromed out logo, the awkward year, it, you know, the Legion of Dooms to the Broad Street Bullies, it's been the same template, more or less. You know what I mean? The Legion of Dooms, you had a little bit thick. It was along the whole shoulder, and you had the outline, whereas
you know, the inaugurals and the Broad Street Bully years, cup years, which we have now, don't. It's a thinner stripe that goes down the sleeve and there's no outline, but it's basically been the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't fucking wait to see what it is. Because again, masochism in me, and I'm about to be a hypocrite because don't spend your money on the Flyers, don't go to the game. If the gear is sick,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you got me. You got me.
Yeah.
And, but the thing is, it sucks, is I'm who the fuck do I get? Owen Tippett and Ristolainen?
Yeah,
like,
I guess so.
What the fuck? You know, it's, I mean, it would be TK or it would be Katahat. It would be one of those dudes because I still don't have either of their sweaters yet. But it, I mean, fuck, man. It's like, you like to be able to, like, I spent the whole year finally arriving at the Kelly Green jerseys I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
The Flyers, it's like they've made the decision for me. There's no one to pick from. It's just like last man standing.
Is
like,
Hayes wear 13?
Hayes wears 13. And yeah, I love Kevin
might not
Hayes.
Be bad.
I like Kevin Hayes. He's in the convo, but it's like it's those three. Sean Couturier hasn't played all fucking year because he's made of peanut brittle.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Ellis just doesn't want to be here. He's like, yeah, no, I'm good. And it's like he's someone we could sorely use on the blue line and Carter Hart could use for his mental stability. But Ryan Ellis is like,
get me the fuck out.
I'm fine. No, I don't care.
Can you blame anybody
Absolutely
who
asked
the fuck out?
Yeah. Absolutely not. I'm a Flyers fan, okay? Mm-hmm. I've been a diehard Flyers fan my whole life. And if I played for them right now, I would be in Chuck Fletcher's office holding a knife to his throat going, trade me, you motherfucker.
Get me out.
I'm sick of this shit. Like, even Johnny Hockey's like, I'm in Columbus, dude. I mean, he wanted to come to Philly, but again, Chuck Fletcher didn't want a math. So he goes to fucking Ohio. I hate them, dude. I hate them. It's an abusive relationship.
Mm.
It is, dude. It's like, It's going to be a while before it gets better, but I'm going to be hanging on telling myself that they love me back and that it's going to get better someday, right?
I
sure.
Mean,
these things always improve.
I guess you're not sellers, but you weren't buyers either. So you made no moves.
It's fucking purgatory.
So what do you...
That's what I saw. Like, it was like... Because JVR has been like, I've been like, just please, for the love of God, forever, get him the fuck out of here. And then it becomes, well, now that fucking, what's his face? Timo Meyer's moved, JVR is like next in line. And they're Chuck Fletcher's taking calls. And I'm like, I'm geeked that JVR is going to go, but I don't trust this fucking guy, man. I don't. Like, he's not going to take the best deal. He didn't even want to math. He didn't even want to do equations to get Johnny Hockey here, which would have been just enough to where it's like, okay, there's something. There's a little juice there.
Yeah.
But no, here's Morgan Frost. You know?
And I don't know. Maybe I'm playing a little devil's advocate here.
Pun intended.
Look at how it's worked out for Columbus.
No, I know.
Johnny Hockey and Line A.
That's true. I always
just not
forget
doing
they have Line A.
Shit.
And Line A is one of my favorite players in hockey, and I always forget he's in Columbus because he's in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that dude for years. He put Winnipeg on the radar for me, and now it's just like I forget he's even alive because he plays in Columbus.
One of the worst teams in the league.
So
I think
bad,
the least
dude.
Worst team in the league, if it's not them, it's Chicago.
They have a pretty pointless existence, the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Well, again, we've talked about this before. Like, what have they done since they came in the league?
Dick, other than, like, they traded for Line A. And what a weird deal that was, straight up for Pierre-Luc Dubois. I remember being hammered in the old man cave, and that trade broke. And, you know, when you're weird, things hit you differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just like, how's he going to look in a Blue Jacket sweater? You know?
Well, terrible is the answer.
Awful. Awful, because it's Columbus. You know what I mean? But it's just like, why that trade? Very weird. You know?
And they didn't do anything that year, and then they're not doing shit this year.
Yeah.
I mean, you got two very big pieces there, but...
You do, but what else is going on? Why have
Elvis
you...
Merzlikins.
Yeah. Why have you not done anything else other than these people that were already proven? I hate Columbus.
Fuck is even their defenders? Like, they're right at the tip of my tongue. Like, there's.
I
top
thought
line.
Seth Jones was still there, mm-mm. But I guess he's in Chicago now.
Yes. But I can't.
Werenski.
Yes, Zach Werenski's one of them, and there's another guy that's a hitter, Brendan Dillon, or is he Winnipeg?
I don't know. Admittedly, see, this is what the Flyers have done to my hockey knowledge. I don't even know where dudes are.
Dillon
sometimes.
Might be Winnipeg, but either way, both teams don't have great defenders. So
no, dude, it's terrible. That's Flyers therapy, though. God, it was needed. I didn't even know I needed it, but it's like, okay, Super Bowl's in the rear view now. It's like, I mean, we got spring training, but you know, draft's coming up. The combine starts tomorrow, which I'm geeked for. But it's like. It's kind of been like there's been no sports in my life for like 2 weeks. I haven't watched shit because it's just like I'm not firing up the Flyers. You know what I mean? I've been doing draft stuff. Took a couple days to recover from Nashville. So Betty buys early and shit. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, yeah, no, I'm not staying up for them. They don't stay up for me
yeah.
or anybody else. So fuck them. It's not – we're not in November anymore.
Can I cry about something real quick?
Absolutely, you may.
This is semi-related because we're talking about like sports we watch. I was flipping through the ESPN Plus the other day,
yeah,
and you know, flipping through like a couple different hockey games because the boys weren't playing. So I was like, oh, you know, I'll watch a little bit of this, watch yeah. a little bit of this, and then some box lacrosse came up, and like I was watching a little bit of the box lacrosse. It was like I don't know, really weird names, teams, something Mammoth and.
Yes.
Panther City something. I was like, oh, okay. But I'm watching it, and I'm like, man, this is, like, really a fun sport to watch.
Yeah, it would have been cool.
I wish we had that still.
10 minutes up the road. Yeah. Right, I know. Please come back to us, PBLA.
Please.
Seriously.
And actually, the reason I bring it up is because my son said that. He's like, oh, man, like, can we go watch this? I was like, that's what we had, man. Sorry.
Well, yeah, maybe if they come back, sure. You know, yeah. We were going to go, and then 3 days prior, they were like, yeah, postpone the year. Thanks, PBLA, but please come back to us. We mm-hmm. need stuff, especially if you're a Flyers fan like me and you're fucking depressed. So good stuff, man, on the Philly front. And we've been talking about this for a while. Kelly Green helmets got leaked.
Mm.
The jerseys did not, but the helmets got leaked. They look exactly like the old school ones, which gives me just... The old font and everything.
Nice.
So I've got very, very high hopes that the jerseys will not be a shit show.
Yeah. Semi-related. Yes. I don't know how I saw this article, but like I found it funny. This was probably a couple weeks ago at this point, probably just before the Super Bowl. But remember how earlier in the year you pointed out the text
yes.
was different here?
Yep.
Did you see that article where they said it was just... They just had them still, and that the new font is next year.
No, I didn't. That yeah. makes me hate it even more.
Yeah.
I thought it was just an oversight. The fact that it was just like leftovers,
essentially. Yeah.
No, that's not.
You may want to seek that out because maybe I'm misremembering,
no,
but I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Because that was I didn't even realize, which fucked me up because I'm obsessive compulsive as shit. And we were watching. I remember it was the Thursday night and we played Houston. And V pointed out, she was like, why is it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, no.
Can't unsee.
And then, yeah, it just fucked my head up every time I saw it. I'm like, and same thing in the Super Bowl. New word mark in our end zone, or mm-hmm. the end zone. There's not designated end zones, but new word mark in the end zone, old word mark on the jersey. And I'm like, it's the fucking Super Bowl, man. Like, what? You're going to show up to the Super Bowl, and maybe most people... 99 out of 100 people don't give a shit. Probably mm-hmm. 100 out of 100. But I'm mm-hmm. that speck of a person now that because she pointed out, I'm like, this is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Can't unsee.
We can spend $800,000 on the turf surface and we're still rolling with the old word mark in the Super Bowl. We waste so much money in this country.
Dude.
Like I that's
the entire
a whole
sport
other
of NASCAR.
Rabbit hole that, right and it's just it's
that's not a knock on NASCAR but it is like a big waste of money.
Yes, no, we love NASCAR as well, but it yeah I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because good God
yeah
that's hours upon hours of rants and rants that I'm sure we could both do.
But the Kelly Greens are back, dude. They look so great. And they're going to be alternates, which makes me believe this year they're probably only going to come out with greens,
mm-hmm.
which kind of bothers me. I'm hoping it's both. I'm hoping it's both because I really, really want to see. I really want to buy both. I want to, you know, I mean, look, I'll buy multiple regardless. But it's just like I'm hoping it's both because you want that variety. And I'm not a big white jersey guy, but if you put the Kelly Greens out, I'm going to buy me a white jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So supposedly they're coming back with the silver pant, which is what you want. It's got to be the silver pant. Don't give me green on green. Don't give me green on white. It's got to be the silver pant, dude. That completes the look. Like that white top even, like I didn't even hate our road get-ups then because you had the Kelly Green top, the hat, helmet, white jersey, silver pant. Like that looked good, dude. That should look good.
Does anybody rock a silver pant anymore? I feel like silver pants were like a thing for a minute.
Dallas, allegedly.
Yeah.
But I mean, who knows what the fuck that color is?
My friend, a Cowboys fan, a couple months ago, I may have told you this. We went to Zach's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my wife brings up, hey, have you had Sean on Gear Freaks? I was like, no, he's a Cowboys fan. And it won't go well. And I was like, the first thing Corey will say to you will be, what the fuck are those pants colors?
Yeah.
And Sean was like, it's silver. It's easy. It's like,
it's not.
But it's like a weird blue.
Yeah, it's so not silver. Your helmets are silver. I will mm-hmm. give you that. But the pants are just like they took silver that was left. They took silver and a little blue that was left and just didn't know what to do with it. So they threw it in and mixed it together and went, let's make them that color. You know? And nobody questioned it because if not, Jerry Jones would beat them to death
yes.
with his plastic face.
I so, want me some glory hole.
Yes, exactly. It is Texas, boy. You know? Yeah, dude. That shit's always drove me nuts. And the whole we wear white at home because we're the good guys. I know I always reference
garbage.
That. It's just like, get off your high horse. Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you. Fuck you. Even your own fans hate like you. Fuck off. We're still without a defensive coordinator, but that looks like it may be resolved as of today. Sean Desai, who is a Seattle assistant coach, returned to NovaCare today for his second interview. And Brian Johnson has still not officially been named the offensive coordinator, but he's going to get the gig. Jesus Christ, I'm phlegmy. So that's a little concerning, but it's also like, you know what? Sirianni was a late hire, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the conglomerate of him, Howie, and Lori have earned the trust. You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, there's a couple dudes that I wish we would have given a little more attention to. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? I trust them.
Yeah.
Even if there's shit I would have done differently. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? And at the end of the day, I'm happy Jonathan Gannon's in Arizona, our former defensive coordinator, because it's like if we had basically anybody else in there in the Super Bowl that was willing to kind of change some shit up, who knows? I think ultimately it wasn't going to be anybody but Mahomes once the game started to go a certain way. But when you have Brian Dawkins, who is Christ among Eagles fans, coming out and being like, I wouldn't like playing for that dude.
Mm.
Like that right there tells you everything. So have fun, Arizona,
mm.
with that motherfucker. Who's going around making robot noises to people as he like intros them into the building. And like, I don't know, man, it's very weird for me when a head coach comes into a building and starts calling players bro.
Mm.
It's like, man, I get you want to be like,
mm-hmm.
I'm one of the boys. I'm players coach, but I also like, I don't know, man, I think there should be a level of respect that they have for you. And I think when you're calling them bro, I think you're kind of taking that respect they should have for you and throwing it out the fucking window.
Mm.
So I'm glad that dude's gone, man. Go ahead and toss your little ball around with your name on it with the Cardinal logo, which is a great logo. But now you get to go coach every week in the building that you just had a hand in costing us the fucking Super Bowl in, you piece of shit.
Let's not go down this hole. Let me.
I know, we're back to the Super Bowl.
I don't know if you saw this. This ought to brighten your day.
Let's do it.
And, you know, maybe we can go out on this.
Let's do it.
Did you see what happened in Washington?
I want to say no.
Carson Wentz released.
Oh, yeah, dude. I just saw that. Actually, thank you, because I meant to touch on that. Right before I was getting ready to leave, he mentioned, she was like, hey, they cut your boy. And I was like, shocker.
Yeah.
I, dude, it's.
Three teams in 3 years?
Yeah, dude. Revolving door since we traded him. Yeah, it's like Indianapolis gave up a second rounder for him. They're like, yeah, no, we're good. Washington, he got fucking lost his job to the ODU guy, Heinicke, and who doesn't even want to be there now. He wants to be a Packer because he grew up a Packers fan. And it's just like it.
But also, that's a good fit.
Yeah, dude. And like it. I'm realizing when this pod started, I didn't come across very intelligent because I had a lot of takes that didn't age well. But it makes me happy. I'm glad I was wrong on that shit. Yeah. I'm glad I was wrong on fucking Hurts, dude. And props to Howie. I mean, that pick saved that draft class from being just complete shit.
The problem is you shouldn't have been wrong about Carson.
Dude,
I think that's the thing that... That's why you were right at the time.
All the talent in the world just...
got in his own head.
And yeah, dude.
Had the one season where he was getting chased around, and that was all it took.
That was rattled, it, dude. Got coaches fucking run out of town, and, you know, Peterson didn't do himself any favors by putting Nate Sudfeld in. We want to get a look at Nate Sudfeld. No, you don't. No, you don't, dude. You're tanking. Just own that shit. And... But it's fucking great, dude, because I was an ardent Wentz defender, and I still stand by the shit I said at the time, even though it aged like fucking milk.
Mm-hmm.
But watching just the ascension of Hurts and juxtaposing it to the decline of...
A complete free fall?
Dude, yeah. Yeah, because it's like... I mean, look, somebody's going to pick him up.
Yeah.
He's too talented to not be on a roster. It's just at this point, Indianapolis traded a second rounder for him because they believed he was going to be their guy.
Mm-hmm.
They quickly found out that wasn't the case. Sent him to, you know, he goes to Washington. And when he goes to Washington, he still had a little bit of that, well, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's out the fucking window now.
Yep.
That's out the window. At best, he's a guy that can maybe start for you for a year and maybe get you a wild card game. Mm-hmm. That's it. You're Vinny Testaverde now, motherfucker. That's who Carson Wentz is. And it's like...
He wishes he can be Vinny Testaverde.
I mean, dude, yeah.
Remember when he went to the Jets?
Yeah, like, they were the shit.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Vinny's the guy.
Yeah, dude, I could come up with a better comp. I just... That was off the top of my head, was like, Vinny.
Trent Green.
Right? And I just... anytime I can say the name Vinny Testaverde, mm-hmm. because say that name and don't smile, I dare you.
Yeah, right?
You know, but it's... He'll surface somewhere and...
Hopefully the USFL.
Dude, right? Honestly, that might be the best thing for him because it, I mean, not financially, which is going to be what he's about, but it's mm-hmm. like if you want to play, AJ McCarron in the XFL was like, look, I could have stayed in the NFL and been on a roster and made more money, but I got a 6-year-old kid and I wanted him to be able to see me play.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's about playing for Carson, hey, that motherfucker could probably kill it in the USFL.
Yeah.
And then who knows, you rehabilitate your image, then maybe you do have more of a likelihood of, as opposed to just sitting on a fucking roster and hoping somebody gets hurt. And then when they do, if they do, hoping you have your shit together enough to where you can put together a run and maybe get you one more kind of decent contract out of it. But the odds of that happening at this point are slim and shit.
Who the fuck even has, like... a slot for him. I mean, clearly there's plenty, but like realistically, because anywhere he goes where he's like the instant starter, that tells you it's a cheek squad.
Honestly, I hate to say the first team that popped into my mind. Baltimore. Because Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are supposedly, and reports are that they're like at $100 million apart in contract talks. And if that's the case, that's not going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the Ravens, then if you trade Lamar, and somebody will give you
stuff.
Give you shit for Lamar.
Yeah.
And if you're the Ravens, you have Eric DaCosta as a GM, that motherfucker can do damage with these picks. So I would argue if you're that far apart,
you're better off just dealing him.
Mm.
Get you something in return. Send to a team that will pay him what he wants.
You know, maybe then Rich Gannon is more apt.
That, yes, 100%, dude. Because, and you know, Gannon went to a small school, too. And yeah. So, you know, it him and a team like that where the culture is, although then again, the culture in Philly was, he kind of ruined it. But I don't think he would ruin it in Baltimore. I don't, because Baltimore is that class of a franchise. And Philly's up there now, but it wasn't then because he had that level of a grasp on the building. And just won the Super Bowl and was so toxic that he was jealous of Nick Foles. And it's like the locker room was like, it's Foles. We love this guy. He's God, dude. He's got a huge cock. Like, we love him. And so it somewhere like that. But I also think Baltimore would be better off going out and getting a dude like Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, if you can go out and get somebody like that, why would you even bother fucking with a Carson?
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? So Carson's probably going to be relegated to the Jets, maybe. I don't fucking know. I mean, like a Joe Flacco mm-hmm. role now, where it's like, if you absolutely need a body in there to play two games for you, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. But you're not rolling him out there with confidence that he's going to fucking kill it every week. So that's how quickly the mighty have fallen.
I like your Baltimore pick if this motherfucker's learned anything from these last, like, if he's eaten some crow and
yes.
realized, oh shit, you know, let me get it together.
If he went to Baltimore hungry, that, look, I'm not sitting here saying Super Bowl,
but they're already a playoff team.
The talent's there to where if an offense was built to his strengths with Todd Monken there now as offensive coordinator and not Greg Roman, you could have something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not – look, the AFC's loaded. It's fucking loaded. I don't think a Wentz-led Ravens team gets through – nobody's getting through Mahomes. At least he's going to make sure of that shit. You know, the Burrow Bengals, fucking Herbert and the Chargers, Josh Allen and the Bills, you know, it's a fucking murderer's row in the AFC, dude. The mm-hmm. NFC's weaker than shit.
Yeah,
you know, which gives me hope of, despite the fact that we're going to be losing a shit ton of people
and playing a
first place
NFC
schedule.
Championship, yeah.
Exactly. It's like, so, okay, but there's still the hope we'll get back because the NFC's weak. And at the end of the day, I trust Howie to make cap moves to be able to make things work. What I don't know is the draft. We only have 6 picks and that's not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate how Howie treats draft picks like they're disposable. And this inevitably ends. I was thinking about this today at work. This inevitably ends. We're not going to be picking at 10 and 30 in the draft. We're not. We're going to be moving back because we have like no picks in like the 4th and 5th round. So it's like somebody's going to want to move up and mm-hmm. Howie doesn't mind moving back. And normally, well, depending on a variety of factors, determines whether or not I'm for or against it. But this is the one year where I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Do it. Do it. Get you more picks. You know what I mean? Because it 6 picks ain't a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And in a draft where you've got probably 20 guys that are legitimate first rounders and the rest, you know, there's going to be meat there and on the bone in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th round that you're just going to be sitting around watching go off the board until you're up again in the 6th round, and then you're like, well, fuck,
who's left?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's then you're hoping to find one of these fucking diamonds in the rough that is like maybe Quez Watkins at best. Like, and every year they give you the cliche of Tom Brady, but like, there's a reason there's only like a couple of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's not where most of your people come from. It's just not. And yes, you can find them. Yes, they're guys that end up being crucial on special teams and still have a role. They're role players, but Brady's an outlier for a reason
mm-hmm.
in a number of ways. So there's that. We'll see what happens. But shit ton of draft stuff to go. Carson doesn't have a home, which makes us tremendously happy. So we call that karma. Hit the subscribe button if you're still here on the Greaseball Podcast YouTube page, if that's where you're watching. If not, head there. Apple Podcasts and Spotify, wherever it is that you podcast. New episodes drop each and every Monday, where we will see you next week. As always, go Birds.
Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly. Philly. Philly.
Facts.
Go Birds!
Go Birds!
Oh, 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 okay, yeah.
That would be great.